MTV Cast.
Hey guys, it's Alexandra calling in from, I'm in Mormon Lake off route. I just realized that my tractor was dead for the whole day yesterday. But yeah, not, I'm not dead. I charged it up a bit and I should be tracking again today. I knew it wasn't a race when I started just because of my little injury, but I can't help but want to, and I tried in the early days, but my ankle just started to act up, so I had to slow down. And now I've slowed down ultimately like only 40 miles a day, but it's been really fun. I've picked up two lovely gentlemen, and we've just been, you know, riding and snacking, and they all split a hotel room last night, so that was really, really nice. Took a shower. It's funny to think about how I think I spend like 70% of my day thinking about what I'm going to say when I get cell service and can call in to MTV Cast. And then when I call in, it's like never profound and never as emotional as it seems out on the trail. I had a hard day yesterday, like emotionally. I've ridden a lot of this trail with another person a couple years ago, and it was like the best trip of my entire life. It was super intimate and amazing, and just some heartbreak followed it. So, you know, just like forgetting about all of that for so long and then retracing the journey and the place, and then it brings back all those memories, and then, you know, mourning the new memories. You know, I was laughing with Jolly and Zach, and grateful to have them and their good attitudes around. But also sad because I'm like, you know, next time I'm on this part, I'll probably remember that time and maybe forget some of those other memories I had with the other person on the trail. But anyways, yeah, I can't really ride more than 12 hours a day right now. I'm just trying to be really careful on my ankle so that I can make it through the canyon. Definitely going to spend 2 days going through the canyon. So I might finish in another week. So this is definitely my slowest ultra, and it's been kind of a mind fuck because every part of my spirit wants to race, but every part of my body is like, not this time, bitch. Also, just want to say hi to Justin. Miss you, dude. I have your shoes and I expect my shoes back when I get home. They're in great condition. Not, that's a not joke. But dude, miss you. Can't stop thinking about how insane your 2019 AZT finish was. We talk about it every single fucking day. You're a legend, dude. But I'm not dead. I texted Katie today from my burner phone, which I mostly have off all the time, but you can ask her for the number if you end up needing it. But I miss you and Carla and Lola. And I can't wait to see you guys when I finish. I will finish, even if I'm literally rolling my dead corpse to the Utah border. This has been a really hard journey, mentally, emotionally. Not so much physically. I'm not doing nearly as much as I want, so my body feels pretty okay. Okay, I gotta go. These are waiting for me. Love you. Bye.